Kiss with Kevin and Sonia.
Changing the world doesn't have to cost a lot of money. Sometimes it comes down to something as simple as a hug. It's Pride Month, and there's a story that's now gone viral of a 44-year-old man named Scott Dittman, who was heading down to the Pittsburgh Pride celebrations. He hopped onto Amazon and he grabbed a shirt that said "Free Dad Hugs." And what happened next profoundly changed him and those that he touched. He said the first woman that he offered a hug to, he turned around and she was just standing there with tears in her eyes. The second big moment was the man on his left, who said he was abandoned by his parents when he came out at 19 years old. Oh, abandoned by his parents. He's received over 1,500 messages from strangers, people whose parents didn't accept them once they came out. And something as simple as a free hug from a dad has gone so far. Mm-hmm. He goes on to say, imagine that your child feels so lost from you that they sink into the arms of a complete stranger and sobs endlessly just because the stranger is wearing a shirt offering hugs from a dad. And he took inspiration from this from a movement called Free Hugs from a Mom. And there's a lot of awesome listeners. We posted this up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Kevin and Sonia. And listeners like Christine says she's going to do the same thing for the Surrey Pride Parade on the 28th. She's going to wear it for the Fraser Valley Pride as well next month.
Tina wrote in and said the same thing, that she's going to do it with her daughter. Her oldest daughter's 21 years old. And they're like, we're going to be wearing Free Mom Hug shirt. And we'll hug anyone that comes up to them. Because I think that we live in a world now where, depending on what your life is like, you kind of just assume that it's accepted and that it would be okay. But there are so many struggles that you go through with personal relationships, whether it be friends, family, relatives, and you feel like you're not being entirely accepted.
I mean, it's inconceivable for many of us to wonder what it's like to be turned away by your own family once you tell them that you're gay. I can't imagine as a dad if my son told me one day that I'd suddenly disown him. But, you know, again, it's surprising for us, but this is the reality for a lot of people. And this story is both heartwarming and heartbreaking at the same time. We just want to say kudos to all these listeners who are already being part of this change, who are offering something as simple as a hug for the upcoming Pride celebrations in Fraser Valley, in Surrey, in Vancouver, wherever it may be. A simple shirt that says free mom hugs, free dad hugs.
One of the best things you can gift somebody, though, is an open mind and an open heart. And I think that's what we realize. The hug is just the physical act of it, but it's what's inside that you're giving them and what they feel. Remember, we had this one boss that she would only ever hug. And when you would hug, you had to make sure that you always went to the right of one another.
So that your hearts would touch.
Exactly. And she goes, that's the whole point of the hug, is to make sure your heart and their heart touches each other. And ever since then, I've made a mental point of it.
Yeah.
To always make sure to go to the right and to show that, yeah, the hug is the act, but it's what the meaning behind it is.
And that's powerful, man.
Yeah.
I've always been a hug guy, right? I'll hug everybody, but yeah. I just love the thought that a hug can be so much more impactful than we all realize. And you never know what something simple like that, which is free, it costs nothing to give away a free hug, what that could mean to a complete stranger sometimes.
Exactly. Maybe we'll see a lot more of this at our Pride Parade that's coming up in August.
I would love that.
Watch for Kiss Radio. We're going to be in there as well. And this is the opportunity to actually be a part of the change.
And we're here for you too.
Yeah.
Waiting with open arms. Like literally, we want to give you a hug.
Because,
like seriously.
Yeah, and you don't know who's around you in your daily life that you come in contact with that's scared to come out. We don't know that. There's got to be people around you that haven't felt like they have the strength to say anything. But the more open-minded we are and share that we are, the more they know that it's going to be okay and you're somebody that's an ally.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to hug it out now. Okay. Want to hug it out?
Go ahead. Heart to heart.
Heart to heart. That's
always
how you do it, right?
Always to the right, guys. Yeah. Always to the right.
Kevin and Sonia. On Kiss Radio.